I have joined with other opposition parties in the country not to participate in the upcoming National Assembly elections. And this is due to the fact that the IEC has rejected our demand for postponement of the elections so as to enable a level playing field being created, which would allow for free, fair, and transparent contest of the elections.
So what level playing field are you requesting?
One, we are requesting that the military, the police, the civil service, the entire government apparatus be kept away, be isolated from politics. We are demanding that the civil service, the public service, be neutral in partisan politics.
You are also accusing the ruling party of abusing the incumbency. What do you mean by that?
Exactly what I mean by that. I mean, they are using, you know, government resources, unbridled use of government resources. They operate from offices of the regional governors and from the various local government authorities. That is where they operate from. If the property that was confiscated to the government of the Gambia, so it is government property, yet they are using it as their national bureau. These are the misuse of incumbency. And those people who are found to be sympathetic with the opposition parties, I mean, have been given a raw deal. Some of them lose their jobs. In fact, I had a prospective candidate for Banjul North, but the mother was threatened if she allowed her daughter to contest the election, she would lose her job.
What do you make of the fact that four members have resigned from your party to run in the coming election?
To my knowledge, only two members of my party have resigned, and one of them is sitting member of the National Assembly, and I believe that he has a right to choose whatever political party he wants to do. The party felt that, you know, this is not the time for us to contest in this election, but he however felt that he should contest the election, and he did the honorable thing by resigning, and I respect his decision.
Did you appeal to the economic community of West African states to come in to mediate in this matter?
We are asking the ECOWAS to mediate in the matter so that, you know, the sanity will prevail on the Independent Electoral Commission and the government of the Gambia to postpone elections to allow time for the creation of a level playing field. And I think this will be a lot to Gambia's democratic credentials.